Leading scientific and medical experts have come out with a major announcement to protect infants and children from exposure of harmful toxic chemicals. It's called Project TENDR, T-E-N-D-R, which stands for Targeting Environmental Neurodevelopment Risks. And we have here to discuss that Dr. Mark Mitchell, who is the principal of Mitchell Environmental Health Associates, a consulting firm on environmental health and environmental justice issues. Dr. Mitchell, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting us.
So let's talk about this recent announcement. What were the things that were discovered or were looked at and the reason behind it?
Yes. So the reason behind it, Project TENDR coming together, is that the scientific evidence on toxic chemicals has grown enormously over the last few years, and it points to a clear link between brain disorders like autism and attention deficit and chemical toxicity. So what we're able to, the consensus now of the major scientists, which includes scientists from places like Columbia University, University of California at San Francisco, and all across the country, as well as the U.S., the National Institutes of Health, Environmental Health Sciences, as well as physicians like myself with the National Medical Association and the OBGYN organization, have concluded that the evidence is clear now that there are links between toxic chemicals and these brain disorders, autism, ADHD, learning disabilities, and that we have enough evidence to know that if we can reduce exposure to these chemicals, that we should be able to reduce ADHD and autism and other neurodevelopmental disorders.
Lead is one of those that has been around, that, and that's kind of been a focus for many. A lot of times it happens in poverty areas because of people not knowing about
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. Lead is one of the prime examples of the types of chemicals that we're talking about. But they also include mercury and organophosphate pesticides, which act a lot like the heavy metals. PBDE flame retardants. We're also including PCBs. Exposure to PCBs has been shown to be associated with autism, as well as air pollution from vehicles and other combustion engines, such as PAHs and nitrogen oxides and particulate matter. So we know that if a mother is exposed during pregnancy or a child during the first years of life when the brain is developing, that they're more likely to have learning disabilities from these types of exposures.
So what is sort of the call to action then? Is it somehow being to take these toxins out? So they were developed for some reasons. Or
yes.
Are we just trying
yeah,
to
there
avoid?
Is a call to action. We believe that we should government at a number of different levels, as well as industry, businesses, and stores, should move to remove exposure to these toxics. For example, if you go into a grocery store and you're buying cleaning products, there are some really harmful cleaning products that are right next to the perfectly safe cleaning products that will clean just as well. And today, the consumer has no way of knowing which is which. There are some things, you know, that you can do to educate yourself, to try to identify those. And, you know, some of them are on our website, projecttender.com, where tender is spelled without a second E. It's Project TENDR.com. But there are other things that you can do that are also on the website. For example, you can choose fruits and vegetables that have lower levels of pesticide, such as the organic, if you can get organic fruits and vegetables, or fruits and vegetables that need to be peeled, like bananas, and And it's particularly, if you're going to get organic, it's particularly important for things like strawberries, apples, and nectarines, and green beans, and spinach, and celery, because those contain the most amounts of the harmful pesticides. But other fruits like cantaloupes and kiwi and pineapple don't contain nearly as much. Neither do corn and cauliflower. But you can choose seafood, high in brain-boosting omega-free fatty acids, which includes most seafoods like mackerel, sardines, salmon, even the canned varieties. So, you know, you should breastfeed your baby if it's at all possible for as long as possible. And when buying furniture and padding, you can look for high chairs and bassinets and sofas and king-size mattresses that have labels that say that they're free of toxic flame retardants. And that will reduce these flame retardants which don't actually seem to be working to reduce flames and fires, or at least not substantially. But we know that the chemicals in these flame retardants do contribute to intellectual disabilities and autism and ADHD. So there's really no need to buy furniture with flame retardants. So those are just some of the things: tobacco smoke, avoiding tobacco smoke, vinyl flooring that might contain phthalates, which is another chemical of concern. So there are a number of things that you can do, and a number of them are on our website, projecttender.com, projecttender.com. And if people are concerned about lead in their water, they can get their water tested for a sliding fee scale. That is, you know, the normal test will cost $65, and if you can afford that, then we're asking that you pay that. But if you can't, they will accept as low as $12 for testing, which is done at the laboratory that discovered the Flint, Michigan, and Washington, D.C. Types of issues, the Virginia Tech Laboratory. And you can find out information about that at the HealthyBabiesBrightFutures.org website, hbbf.org. So those are some of the things that people can do themselves, but the most important thing is to speak to your representatives, your elected officials, and tell them that you're concerned about being exposed and exposing your children to toxic chemicals in products, and ask that they enact policies and legislation to remove the toxic chemicals from products when they're not absolutely necessary.
And as you mentioned, all of this is available at your website, projecttender.com. And again, that's Project Tender, spelled T-E-N-D-R, standing for the Targeting Environmental Neurodevelopment Risks. Our guest today has been Dr. Mark Mitchell. We appreciate all the information you brought to us this morning. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.